Welcome to Live Healthy, Be Healthy with Drs. Jim and Janine Fox of Doctors Nutrition. We continue our journey to better health through proper nutrition, supplementation, and knowledge. And now, here are Drs. Fox and Live Healthy, Be Healthy.
Thank you for stopping by Live Healthy, Be Healthy. This is a production of thedoctorsnutrition.com. In today's episode, Dr. Janine and I'm Dr. Jim Fox.
And I'm Dr. Janine Fox.
And we're going to be talking about something that's very important to all of us, weight loss.
Right. I mean, what we always stress is it's not just about weight loss, it's about health.
It is. You know, everybody says, I want to lose weight, but really the thing you want to focus on is getting healthy first.
Right,
and if you get healthy, you lose weight, right?
You do, because that's what we find over and over is when our patients come to us, the ones that tend to lose weight the best are the ones that are doing it for health problems, not necessarily for weight.
Yes. You know, we have a lot of folks that come into us, Janine, and, you know, they're pre-diabetic. They don't know that when they come in.
Right.
We find that. And the way we find that, folks, is we do a lot of lab work. And we've got a particular panel that we put together for people who are trying to get healthy and at the same time trying to lose a little weight. Now, one of the things that's involved in this weight loss panel or blood work that we do for that is we find out how you handle sugar.
Right, because that's very important because
right.
We're finding out over and over one of the problems with weight in America, which mm-hmm. is what we're finding is a very big problem because people are getting larger and larger than ever.
Yes, they are.
And more unhealthy as they're gaining the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have a sugar handling problem, and you can call it a sugar handling problem. You can call it metabolic syndrome. You can call it, and actually it could be pre-diabetes or it can even be diabetes.
Yes, it could. You know, another term that's used quite a lot is the insulin resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And we see all these things. And if you do the proper lab work, and we've got this in our particular panel, but if you do the proper lab work, you can determine, you know, what's going on. We see people all the time that have been to a physician, their family doc or whatever, and they've done their fasting glucose or fasting blood sugar. Everything's fine. Doc tells them, oh, you're in great shape. Well, there's other factors that have to be looked at, Janine.
We even see normal fasting sugar. We can see even a normal A1C. Now, many people, we don't see a normal A1C, which that is a 3-month blood sugar average.
Right.
And if that level is high, it is hard to lose weight.
And that's the one, usually that A1C is the gold standard, if you will, to determine if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Right.
But then there's something else that you have to look at, and that's the insulin.
Right, because we see some people that have a normal glucose, a normal mm-hmm. A1C,
mm-hmm.
but yet their insulin is sky high.
Yeah, and if your insulin's sky high, everything you eat, regardless of what it is, your body's going to store it because that's insulin's job.
Yeah, insulin has a few jobs. One is to control your sugar, which sometimes when it's sky high, it's keeping the sugar down.
Mm-hmm.
But the other job is to store fat.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of people that if that insulin stays high, it's another one of the factors that it's almost impossible to lose weight if you don't control it. Now, there are definitely ways to actually help with the insulin. There's things that you can take, and there's definitely lifestyle changes you can make.
Yeah, and we kind of emphasize the lifestyle changes along, you know, because a lot of folks don't know how to change their lifestyle. They don't know what to eat, how to eat, when to eat, all that good stuff. And that's one of the things that we provide. You know, if somebody does this weight loss panel with Doctors Nutrition, we're going to be, you know, your guide, so to speak. We're going to guide you through the process of how to change your lifestyle. There, like you said, Janine, there are some things that you can take, you know, some natural medicines and so on that you can take that might help control that blood sugar a little bit better.
Right, but it still comes back to what you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's no magic pill,
no,
is there?
That's okay. One thing that we stress over and over is there is no magic pill.
Unfortunately.
If there was a magic pill, anybody that had enough money to pay for it would be thin, and that doesn't, it's not that way.
Yeah, that's true.
So we do look at the underlying problems. Now, it's not just about blood sugar control, but that is one of them. That's a big, big factor in what we're seeing people in weight loss.
Right.
Now, there's other factors as well, and that's also done on the weight loss panel. That's the good thing about the weight loss panel is it actually covers a lot of different areas.
Right.
Now, a lot of people know thyroid problems can slow the metabolism.
Certainly can.
So, on thyroid, a lot of times you've went to your doctor and they've done a TSH. Now, a TSH is a thyroid stimulating hormone, and really it's just looking at the brain's message to the thyroid. And sometimes the thyroid might not be responding, even though the message is normal.
Right.
So we think you need to do more testing. Now, we do on the weight loss panel a TSH, a T4, a T3 uptake, and a free T3. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest factors on metabolism is that free T3.
Now, that's the active hormone,
Jean. It's the active usable hormone. Mm-hmm. And we see many people, even on thyroid medication, and that's what we kind of want to stress out there. A lot of people on thyroid medication still can't lose weight.
Right.
Well, the problem is most people take a synthetic T4.
Mm-hmm.
And the synthetic T4 doesn't convert properly into T3 to be usable.
A lot of people can't convert it, right?
But yet the brain still sees that it's there. So the mm-hmm. brain's message is normal. The T4 is normal. But yet if the free T3 is low or even on the lower end, your metabolism is
going to be
terrible.
Slow. Right.
So that's another thing that we look at. Whether you have a thyroid problem that you know of or not, mm-hmm. we look a little bit more into depth. We can even add some of the antibodies to the thyroid, and we'll be having a show soon on specifically thyroid, and we'll go more into depth in the thyroid problems.
Right.
But that's something that we definitely look in depth on the weight loss panel is your thyroid.
You know, another thing that we look at, Janine, is the adrenal function because...
Which we're finding out plays more and more part in today's society, which is so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's affecting the adrenals.
Yeah, you know, it used to, way back when, you know, they only had stress when that saber-toothed tiger was chasing us. Well, now, unfortunately, something's chasing us or doing something
all
the time.
It might be bills that are unpaid. Yeah. It might be, who knows what it is.
It's going to be something, okay? And you know, our body really reacts to stress. It doesn't care whether it's that saber-toothed tiger or your boss breathing down your neck. Same thing. Your body produces stress hormone called cortisol.
Right. And as that cortisol mm-hmm. hormone goes up, mm-hmm. it changes a lot of other chemical reactions in the body. For one, we mentioned the thyroid. When the cortisol is elevated, it actually forces something we call reverse T3. And when you have more, when the T3 goes into reverse, you can't use it. So therefore, again, your metabolism's lower.
Right.
So it affects the thyroid. It affects the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned sugar problems causing mm-hmm. weight gain. Well, if that cortisol is high, it also makes the sugar a little higher.
You know, and then if you've got, here's a complication that we see a lot, folks. Somebody will have a high insulin because they're insulin resistant, mm-hmm. so they've got a pretty high insulin content. Now, remember, insulin's a hormone that says store fat, and cortisol, here comes cortisol, that stress hormone, says store it right here, pointing to your belly.
Right.
So when you have that, you know, belly fat, that's the usually
and
a
everybody
big sign.
Can look around and see that many people that are gaining weight are gaining it right in the middle.
Midsection,
and they
right.
know it's the worst place to gain it for the heart.
Yeah, cardiovascular. Right.
Worst place for blood pressure, worst place for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But if you look around, it's easy to see because many, many, many people are starting to store it in the middle. And that a lot of times is the stress and the stress hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to look at that hormone, and there's a lot of things we can do to help lower that stress hormone.
Yeah, and you know, and we find that to be a biggie. You know, if we find somebody that's got a high insulin and okay, we got to deal with that. If that cortisol is high, we got to deal with that. And
right.
a lot of times we find, you know, matter of fact, just recently, I can remember two in the past week or so that I've had that their big thing was the high cortisol. The insulin was okay. Their blood sugar was okay. But that cortisol was really high, and it's going to make you store that fat. And, you know, of course, when you ask them, where do you store fat? Right here in the
midsection.
Right
in the middle, because cortisol does that. Now, another adrenal hormone that plays a huge role in weight is DHEA.
Ah, it sure
now,
does.
DHEA, yes, it's affected by stress, but it's mm-hmm. also affected by age.
Yeah.
As you age, DHEA naturally decreases.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the lab ranges, the ranges change as the person changes
Mature.
The age because
Mature,
there's no yeah. doubt as somebody gets older, the DHEA goes down. But it's been shown over and over that lower DHEA makes more weight gain. But lower DHEA also makes you not handle stress anymore.
Exactly.
So a lot of times you see the coupling of DHEA being low with cortisol going high.
Right.
And because the body doesn't have the ability to handle stress anymore because of the DHEA being low.
That's right. So there's another one, yeah.
There's mm-hmm. so many things that interact. That's why we always say there's not just one thing that can make weight gain. And so that's why so many people change their diet and get no results because they're not looking at the underlying chemistry behind the weight loss. You have to make the body work chemically the way it's supposed to work again.
Yeah, because you know, Dr. Janine and I always say that, you know, our body is basically a chemical factory.
It is.
And if it makes the wrong chemicals, it can make
then
a mess
make
out of things.
Gain.
Yeah, it sure
and
can.
And so when it comes, you know, and if you have the weight gain, then it affects your health.
Yeah, overall.
So we do say, you know, everybody talks about just want to lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. Well, get healthy is the thing.
Yeah, we look at when you start talking about, you know, losing weight, it's about getting healthy overall. Yes, our target goal is to lose the weight, and obviously that's part of getting healthy.
Yeah.
And if we get that weight down, you will be healthier.
Right.
That blood pressure is probably going to be better. There's a whole kind of things that's going to get better when you get that weight off.
And like I said, we talked about things that were on the weight loss panel, and there's other things on the weight loss panel as well. Now, we do your basic lab work within that, which is like your CBC, because if you have some sort of underlying infection, body don't work properly either. So you look for that. They've even shown that chronic viruses make weight gain.
And we see an awful lot of chronic viral patterns on our CBCs, too.
And so there's things you can do for that. If you're anemic, that is one thing that's missing if your body, then your body won't work properly. If you're iron deficient, if you're B12 deficient, which is also checked. So we
vitamin D
levels. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to it. We do the liver function, the kidney function, because liver definitely plays a big role in metabolism.
Yeah, because non-alcoholic fatty liver, and we're going to do a whole show on that one, but the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is actually one of the fastest growing chronic conditions in America.
Yes. So, and one of the reasons it's the fastest growing condition is because sugar and sugar handling problems is what's causing it.
Back to that old culprit, right?
Because another thing we'll check on this is lipids. And lipids, your triglycerides, tend to elevate when people have those sugar handling problems.
Right.
And then when the triglycerides go high, you start storing fat in the liver. Mm-hmm. The liver then can't work properly, and it affects digestion, and it affects everything.
So it's kind of a cascade of events, isn't it?
That's why I tell people you can't just have your basic lab work done and know exactly what's going on, especially with weight gain. We have people that's been to their doctor, they've had their basic lab work done, and they say, well, everything's fine. Well, it is until we start looking at the insulin and the A1C. We start seeing tons of things, the adrenals.
All those things
will show up the problems, especially in young people.
Yeah, we're seeing that in younger and younger individuals. Used to, we'd see it in, say, the 50-year-old crowd and up. Now we're seeing it in the 20s.
Yeah.
We're even seeing teens that are starting to show signs of, and we're talking about teens, we're talking about 13 and up, We're starting to see these teenagers that are starting to show the signs of, of the fatty liver. They're showing the signs of the, high cortisol. We're starting to show signs of insulin resistance.
And they usually all have the weight in the middle.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So we, there's a lot of things you have to look at. But before, on 20-year-olds, in the 20s or even 30s, doctors hardly do any lab work because at that age, we don't usually see kidney failure unless there's another specific problem. But I'm just saying they do the basic stuff and it doesn't show the problems. We definitely say on the young people, it's the extra tests that show the problem. Your basic lab work at your doctor is probably not going to show it because that is the people that we're seeing with the highest cortisol levels.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody that we do that are young and in their 20s, their cortisol sky high.
Yeah, that's unfortunately.
And that is going to cause them problems throughout their life if they don't get it down.
Right. And so, when we do this lab work, and we call it our weight loss panel, the total cost for it is like $160, which is very inexpensive when you look at the amount of lab work that you're actually going to get for that. Not only do you get the lab work done, and we can do that, we're set up with LabCorp, so we can have a lab probably close to you or your hometown where you can get this work done. And when you get the lab work, we're going to be able to give you a copy of that, and we're going to go over it with you. We're going to give you that consultation. If it takes 30 minutes or an hour, whatever it takes, we're going to go through that, explaining the problems that you might have, underlying problems you might have, and in some ways to how to fix those problems. Right, Janine?
Right. And a lot of it's lifestyle change, and some of it may be natural supplementation.
It certainly
so
is.
That's what we do for weight loss and changing the lifestyle, and everybody's a little different on what might make their weight gain. So that's why we really do stress the weight loss panel. And so, call today or come in today, and we can see what's going on with you.
Yeah, you can either stop by our website at www.doctorsnutrition, spell that out, D-O-C-T-O-R-S, NutriTion.com.
It's a little long, but
or you can give us a call. It's toll free. It's 1-800-824-0194. So hopefully we've kind of explained a little bit about how we approach weight loss a little differently than a lot of the other folks out there. And we actually look forward to seeing these folks and talking to them, don't we, Janine?
Yes, we do.
All right. So for now, it's goodbye. And thank you for stopping by. Live healthy, be healthy.
So long, and thanks for listening to Live Healthy, Be Healthy with Drs. Jim and Janine Fox, a presentation of Doctors Nutrition. Please call our toll-free customer service number, 1-800-824-0194, for more information or with any questions you may have. Find out more online. Log on to drsnutrition.com. Find the archive of shows and articles at drsnutritionmedia.com.